All right, welcome to a Thursday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints. Andrew, we haven't had any signings for the Saints. I'm going through withdrawals. So you suggested a episode of Mystery Topic where you just throw out the topic and we discuss it for 7 minutes. So go.
Yeah, so I've got some in mind, and I was going to throw this at you and get your reaction. So my statement here is I feel like the Saints, I'm just going to make a statement and I'll explain why, and I want your reaction to it. I feel like the Saints as a roster have gone backwards, and I think they're a worse team right now than they were last year. Now, there's a lot of time left in free agency, and there's the draft. So, you know, by no means am I saying it's time to panic, but I still think that everything that's transpired thus far, look, I mean, they got Bridgewater back, and that was important. But I think if you look at who they've lost and who they've gained, I'm concerned. You lose, and I'll explain why. I mean, you lose Ben Watson, and right now, I know he was older. I know he wasn't playing at the level he used to be at, but right now they don't have a starting tight end. You lose Ingram, you're replacing Latavius Murray. That's a downgrade. You lose Unger, you replace him with Nick Easton. I mean, right now that's a downgrade until proven otherwise for me. You know, Sheldon Rankins is injured. He may not start the season. You add Malcolm Brown, you add Mario Evans. So, I mean, that's a wash at best right now, and it could be a downgrade. We'll see. No tight end, no pass rusher. I still think those will happen, but we're getting closer and closer, Ralph, to the draft, and I think it's fair to say that the Saints are at a disadvantage against the 31 other teams when it comes to that exercise, considering the assets they have currently. So I'm concerned, like, do they go backwards to where, like, a 13-3 team is 11-5 or 10-6 and they still make the playoffs? Maybe, and it's fine, but I mean, you know the old adage, like, you're never staying the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And my opinion right now of the Saints is they've gotten worse.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that, unfortunately. The thing is with me is I would argue that even if they had kept Ingram with their gaping hole at tight end and Rankins being injured, they were always going to be worse. They were going to be worse. That's just the way it was. Losing Ingram is a blow. I mean, I'm not so much worried about the holes now, because I'm like, you know, they're gonna make a move, and they, you know, worst case scenario is they don't sign Jared Cooks, who may just be a figment of our imagination. His free agency visit may just really be about the friends we made along the way. I don't know. It's never gonna happen, Andrew. But so if they don't steal him, that means they're only going to get this draft. They're only getting one player that's going to be worthwhile. The rest of it is going to be projects and lottery tickets and prayers, right?
Yeah.
So if they go into the draft and they need a tight end and they need a defensive end, like, best case scenario is they get a guy at 60 and he plays and he's decent and he fills the hole. Worst case scenario, they get a project there and they still have the two gaping holes going in. So they've got to make a move. I mean, I just think with their roster, it was like, it's so fucking hard to churn out another 13-3. I mean, that the 9, 10, and 11 Saints teams that went 13-3, 11-5, 13-3. I mean, that's the best run in Saints history. It's just so fucking hard to do because when we talk about the Saints free agency move now, we talk about stars and we talk about this and we talk about that. Nobody talks about, like, who's your backup tackle on the defensive and offensive lines, because you're going to need them in December, you know, and when injuries hit and how it goes. And, like, Manti Te'o, right, he's going to leave. And nobody is like, oh, my God, I can't believe they can't let Manti Te'o walk. Like, nobody's saying that. But 2 years ago, Andrew, they had a stop in the Washington game that basically swung that game and got him the ball back to help him make the miracle comeback. And then in the Atlanta game on Christmas Eve, he was huge. And he was a backup all year that he played some that year. In 2018, he was a backup. He was DNF a ton of time. But, like, that's a dude that you don't think about until you need him. And I just look at this roster, and I don't think they have – they're not going to have the nice depth that they had at certain spots that they had in 2017, which we didn't expect, we didn't realize. And then last year we knew that the roster was deep built. And this year it's just not going to be – and they're going to need some injury luck this year. I think more so than ever, which they haven't gotten in forever.
Well, they lose Ingram. You know, they haven't gotten better at receiver or tight end. Brees is a year older. I feel like Sean Payton. This may be his weakest offense in terms of talent that he's ever had. When you think about Unger being injured, when you think about. Maybe it was 2006, right? And that was when he had Reggie Bush. But I would say that this offense is even less talented than 2006. And there's a lot of question marks. There's going to be a need for water to be turned into wine. Whether it's like mixing and matching it and leveraging Taysom Hill more, whether it's finding a new guy that out of nowhere can be a playmaker for this offense. I mean, they're going to have to figure something out, but I just feel like this is probably the least exciting offense the Saints have had in the Sean Payton era, as it stands right now.
Yeah, I mean, 2007, 2008, I mean, they were turning David Patton into a decent receiver. I mean,
they had
peak Brees, right? They had peak Brees in those years, so he could literally do it. He's like, David Thomas, that's cool, here's 50 catches. David Patton, he has 900 yards. Like, he was a magician, so he could do it. And now you worry that he can't. I mean, my thing, though, is, like, the Saints have always shown a propensity during the draft to move around, obviously, and trade up. But the Saints are not afraid to go get veteran players that they like. You know, in 2006, they went, and because they were drafting so high in the draft, they swapped picks two different times. They swapped picks to get Hollis Thomas, and they swapped picks to get Jeff Fain. So I think during the draft, too, like, I don't have the list in front of me of, like, veteran tight ends that they might want that are under contract if Cook doesn't come through. But I could see the Saints doing that and being like, hey, listen, we will swap picks with you from the late second to the middle of the third or the late third. You give us a tight end, you give us a defense, you know, that could still happen. So, I mean, they still have some avenues to go, but it's just, you know, and it's just hard to maintain 13-3, you know, it's good problems to have, but man, it's just hard.
Yeah, that's well said. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can still make some moves here and improve the roster in the ways we want. There's still some free agents to be added, so by no means am I saying it's time to panic, but, like, my gut tells me so far, and I really like the Malcolm Brown move, but I feel like we'll wait and see how this all shakes out. My gut tells me going into training camp, this roster is going to be a little weaker than it was last year.
Well, and let me end on this as a positive note. You know, me and you were joking on the phone, texting today. You know, NFL teams gave $1 billion in contracts and guaranteed money away since the start of free agency. And you know what Bill Belichick was fucking doing at the start of free agency? He was vacationing in fucking Barbados. Okay. The greatest coach and runner of a team in the history of football was fucking getting umbrella drinks and going and singing karaoke at night and banging MILFs during the beginning of free agency. So, like, we make a big deal out of free agency, but Bill Belichick was just like, whatever, I don't give a shit. I'm just going to sign a bunch of dudes at low cost, and we're going to churn out another 11-5. So, like, we freak out about free agency, but the best team, not only do they not give a shit about free agency, the guy who runs them is fucking vacationing. So, yeah. I mean...
The only thing I'm going to say in response to that is he's going to have an opportunity to actually make his team better in the draft.
Oh,
the Saints don't really have that luxury this year.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Good point. But I still feel like free agency, the Saints have done enough. The only thing is, how, and we'll end on this, how much better would you feel about free agency if the Saints had kept Ingram?
A little bit better. Not a ton better, because I'd still be like, oh, man, they lost Unger. How's the offensive line going to be? We don't have a tight end, you know, and so the playmaking isn't as good. So I wouldn't feel much better, but I would feel better.
And, yeah, and here's the last thing, and I promise this is the last thing because we're over. You know, Nick Easton, he's not an upgrade from peak Unger, but there's a real possibility that Nick Easton is an upgrade from broken, down, beat up, destroyed, end of the year Max Unger. That's a real possibility. Like, I'm not
that's
saying
a fair
he's better
comment.
He's not better. I'm not saying he's better than peak Pro Bowl Unger, but the Unger in December and January, there's a good shot Easton might be better than him. So,
well, that Unger is never coming back too. So
yeah, like that Unger's gone. The next time you see Unger, he'll probably have like lost 70 pounds and look like a hungry lumberjack. But anyway, this has been 7 Minutes of Saints for Thursday. If the Saints actually do a move, of course, we will have extra podcasts. If not, we'll see you Friday.